When I mention sugar and trees, you might think about the sugar maple and the sweet syrup we produce from its sap every spring. But what you may not realize is that sugar is the fundamental building block of all trees and plants. Too much sugar in your diet is a bad thing. Sugar in a tree is a good thing and is the foundation of life on Earth. Let's start out by grouping all life into two categories. There are producers and there are consumers. Trees and other plants are producers since they make their own food using the sun through a process of photosynthesis. People and other animals are consumers since they depend upon plants or other animals for food. I've been out in the sun all day long and I've gotten very hungry. As a consumer, I can't make my own food using the sun. So how do trees use the sun to make food? They take light energy from the sun and convert it into chemical energy in the form of carbohydrates and sugars. The process begins with water gathered by the tree's root system, carbon dioxide from the air, and light energy from the sun. Green chlorophyll pigments found mainly in the tree's leaves absorb energy from the sun, then use this energy to break apart and recombine the basic building blocks of wood and carbon dioxide. 6 carbon dioxide molecules and 6 water molecules are used to produce 1 sugar molecule, which is called glucose, and 6 oxygen gas molecules. For animals like us, glucose is the most important source of energy for cellular respiration, and the byproduct, oxygen, is very important for all life on Earth. Let's focus on glucose sugar molecule. If the tree uses it as its primary building block, why doesn't a branch taste sweet if we lick it? Because the tree uses more chemistry to recombine the glucose into other building blocks. Imagine if wood tasted sweet, that the glucose was readily available for us to consume. Then the popsicle stick would taste as sweet as the popsicle. You would hurry up and eat the popsicle so that you could get to that tasty stick inside. Trees combine glucose into another carbohydrate called cellulose. Cellulose is a long polymer of glucose molecules linked together. First, the glucose molecules link together to form pairs. Then these pairs link together to form chains of more than 10,000 pairs. These long cellulose polymers combine with other polymers and lignin to form the cell walls, the actual wood itself in the standing tree. If the wood in a tree is made from cellulose, and cellulose is made from glucose, then why can't we eat wood for our energy needs? The simple answer is that humans and most animals cannot digest cellulose. The glucose molecules that make up the cellulose chemically bond together. Then these long strands of cellulose chemically bond as parallel strands. These cross-linked structures make the glucose very difficult to remove and use for energy. If we eat wood, it will pass through our system undigested. That is the purpose of fiber in our diets. It will keep you regular, but it will not provide any food value since it cannot be digested. There are a few types of organisms, including fungi, certain bacteria, and certain protozoa, that can digest wood. These organisms have a special enzyme called cellulase that can break cellulose back into individual glucose molecules. Even termites, which are notorious consumers of wood in our homes in the South, depend upon a symbiotic relationship with bacteria and protozoa to digest cellulose. In ruminant animals like cows and sheep, cellulase is produced by a symbiotic relationship with bacteria, which break down the cellulose in the hay and the other plants that they consume. We certainly don't like organisms like fungi when they cause decay in our backyard decks, but they are absolutely necessary in nature. Without consumers like fungi, there would be no mechanism to recycle fallen leaves and woody debris back into the ecosystem. Our forests would be choked with wood and leaves. A friend and colleague at the University of Wisconsin has pointed out that an ecosystem only needs producers like plants and consumers like fungi to function. People and other animals just exist somewhere in the middle. Trees use some amazing chemistry. With a little help from the sun, they make their own food, a simple sugar called glucose. Then they combine the glucose in such a way that few organisms can digest it, What an amazing strategy for survival. Wisconsin's native trees can grow and live for many decades, and then the products that we produce from those trees can be used for many decades more. An amazing material indeed. For Field Notes, this is Scott Bovey from the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Kemp Natural Resources Station.